Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 619 down 4.5. December 633 down 3.5. Soft September wheat, 526 3/4 down 4. December 550 down 4.5. September corn, 357 down 5.5. December, 364 3/4 down 6. July 15, 392 1/4 down 5.25. August soybeans, 1205 1/4, and they are up 4 1/4. November, 1079 1/4, up 2 3/4. August soybean meal, 391.80 up 30 cents. August soybean oil, 36.38 up 18. August live cattle, 156.37 1/2 up 32 1/2. August feeder cattle, 216.12 1/2 down 112 1/2. And August lean hogs are 122.70. They're down 187 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been a technically interesting day for corn in the December contract. We're working on a key reversal lower. It's a higher high. The high, by the way, did not fill the gap that we had earlier in the week. We're working on a lower low and potentially a lower close and a low for the move. What will technicians make of all of this?
Well, if it ends up that way, then that would encourage more technical selling into the marketplace as we go into the weekend and the end of the month. But we'll have to see how we finish up. Usually, you kind of go opposite the last week of the month of what the dominant trends has been, and since June or July has been such a hard down, my guess is that the market is going to try to stabilize somewhere in here between now and the end of the month, and then try to begin to carve out some kind of sideways action, see what kind of number USA puts on the crop. The market, I guess I'm in the opinion that the market has been in a race to see how big BIC is. And, we're getting a lot of BIC private estimates. But the crop rating levels on corn basically held unchanged last week. So that's an indication that the crop has stopped getting bigger. And I think if you look at the dryness that we've kind of had around the Corn Belt this past week, I wouldn't be a bit surprised we begin to see some downward ticks in crop rating levels. It's nothing going to be significant or change the total perception of the market that we have a big crop. But any time a crop stops getting bigger, it'll be difficult to push the market lower, just as on the opposite side of the equation, when we're in a drought situation, and when the crop rating levels stop getting smaller, the market then runs out of upward momentum. So I guess we'll see how we finish out the day today, and then we kind of go from there.
So if we finish out the day and claw our way back up into the range for the week, are you suggesting that into next week we could see some sideways stabilization as we continue to digest whether or not the corn crop's getting bigger?
I think that's my guess. And then, there's a general belief out there that maybe USDA may not come up to some of these private type expectations on yield. Now, they will probably argue with USDA and say USDA, you know, should have used an above average year weight versus a 5-year average year weight and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the official number for at least 30 days.
Right.
And they'll have to live with that whether or not they like it or not. Now, they can continue to argue with it, but we'll have to see what USDA gives us. I mean, they may bump it up from what their current trend line yield average is. I think there's no doubt, I don't want to deny that there isn't a big crop out there, but the game's not over with yet. And we still need a good, favorable August weather pattern that allows this corn ear to go ahead and fill, get good test weight, and all of this. So we still have a ways to go. And if you look at the weather pattern, still remains much below normal. And the weather pattern looks like it's turning drier for us for the month of August. So the game's not over with yet. I think we'll look back at this time frame, and this will be the time frame that everybody went to the extreme side of the equation on yields. And when the combines start rolling, they may have to begin to backpedal on the yields.
Let's turn our attention to the November soybeans then, where if you were hoping for some sort of a bullish or bounced recovery, you kind of got your wish. We came out of the well yesterday. Today we filled a gap, went up to a 23% recovery off of the June highs, but have given much of that back today.
Well, the day's not over with yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we are toward the end of the month, so we're getting a little bit of everything. We're getting some short covering or some profit taking from the short side. Some of the technicians that are looking at a bullish divergence pattern in the RSI and stochastic indicator on both corn and soybeans are, you know, maybe probing the long side for short-term low to maybe try to catch, you know, a 4- to 5-day rally going into the end of the month. So I guess I would wait and see where we're at the end of the session than where we're at right now.
Right.
But in order to get this market to really go, first thing you have to do is get the market to turn sideways and prove to the end user that maybe the downside is done with, and then that'll start encouraging end users to get off the bench and start buying some inventory, and that'll put some fundamental support under it. Actually, if you look at today's export sales, 40 million bushels on corn, new crop corn, was a good number.
Beans were really good.
And the 90 million bushel sales on new crop soybeans is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we even sold some more old crop beans. So we've got old crop bean sales at $16.85, and USDA's only got $16.20 on the balance sheet.
Right.
So that kind of tells me that old crop beans still have some work to be done. If you could get beans to go higher in here, that could, you know, lift all boats higher with it. So we'll have to kind of see where we go. But I'd like to see how we close out the end of the day, because I do think that the downward momentum of the, you know, May, June, July decline is nearing an exhaustion stage.
Okay.
Gotta
let you go, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.